You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parsha Shlach, the Torah tells us the story of the Meraglim. At the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, it enumerates the names of all the Meraglim. And at the end, Pasuk Tezayin, the Pasuk says, Eli Shmoyes HaNashim HaShasholach Moshe Losu V'Sa'oretz V'Yikore Moshe LiHoshea Benun Yehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu changed the name of Hoshea to Yehoshua. And Rashi says, Hispalel Olov, Moshe Rabbeinu was mespalel that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should help him from the Atzas Meraglim, from the Eitz of the Meraglim. Now there are many questions that are asked here, but in this shir I just would like to focus on two questions. What does the Inyan Anava have to do with the Meraglim, the Chet of the Meraglim? And where did Moshe Rabbeinu see it? Where did he see the Anava of Yehoshua? So the Targum ben Yonason ben Uziel says, Kadi Chama Moshe in Vesanusa, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Anava of Yeshua, then he called him Yehoshua. So to answer the question, what's the problem with Anava and its relationship to the Chet of the Meraglim, they bring down, there's a number of different Meforshim that ask this question. One of the Meforshim, Yalkut Menachem, brings from a Mendel Rimanava that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that misplaced Anava could bring a Churban. Like we see from the Gemara Masechtas Shabbos, the story of Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkilus, who was there, and he made a decision when Rome had sent a Korban that had a mum in it, and the Chazal at that time were very anxious because they suspected if they would reject the Korban that it could cause a great Churban from the Roman Empire. And Zechariah ben Avkilus said, no, if it's also, if the Chazal say it's no good, you shouldn't bring the Korban. And indeed a Churban ensued. And the Gemara there says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, in Vesanusa shall Zechariah ben Avkilus hechrifo es beitenu, v'sofo es echolenu, v'igolenu me'artzenu. That this decision that Zechariah made that caused the Churban bias was a direct result of his Anava. So, this is answering the question that we asked, what does Anava have to do with the Chet of the Meraglim? Because we see that misplaced Anava can create a catastrophe. Now the other question, where did Moshe see this Anava? So they bring down from the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, from the Kodesh of Magid, that we see in last week's Parsha, in Baal Yisrael, the story of Eldad and Medad, and they started saying Nevuah, they prophesied Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnes, that Moshe would be Nifter and Yeshua would lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So Memela, as a result, Yeshua ran to Moshe and said, Kolim, lock them up, stop them from being Misnaver. So from this story, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Yeshua did not want to be the Manig, and he'd rather that Moshe Rabbeinu live on, and it was known that if Moshe Rabbeinu would live on, he would be the one that would lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And the Meraglim, their Eitzah was, and there are those who interpret it, that that was part of the reason, or one of the reasons, that they said the bad report on Eretz Yisrael, because they didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to die, so that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that because Yeshua was an Onov, and because he wanted to avoid being in charge because of his Anivus, that he would be swayed with the Atzas Meraglim. Simply put, this is how the Avodas Yisrael answers this question. So there's a very intriguing Chiddush Arim on this question, which seems to indicate that all of the Meraglim were Bali Anova, but they had a problematic sort of Anova, which caused them to sin. And the Me'enishal Torah synopsizes this word in the following fashion, that the nature of an Anov, that he's not takif bedaitoi, he doesn't hold on to his opinions very strong. And when he's faced with people who disagree with him, he falls. He doesn't push back. And the other Meraglim were Anshei Shem. They were the leaders of all of the Shvatim, Chosh of the people. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Choshish that in his Anova Yeshua, he would be Mevatel his Das because of their Das, because of his Anova. So that's why he said, Koy Yashiacha Ma'atzas Meraglim. And he adds to the words of the Rim that it's important for people to know that even though, as we've mentioned in many shurim, that Anova is a transcendent Mida Toiva, it's exceedingly important for people to be humble. And it's the key to many, many different brachas. And that's the reason why actually Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoicha to give Torah to Klal Yisrael, because he was Anov Mikol Adam. But even though it's such an important Mida, this is only true most of the time. But there are times where there is an important issue at hand that even the Anov has to have a Deya Tekifa, has to be powerful in his pushback. And that's the reason why L'shem ze ochin zokuk odom l'siyata d'shmaya, a person needs special wisdom that even if he's striving to be an Anov, he should know which times he needs to push back. And he says, he seems to be saying that specifically the language that Moshe Rabbeinu uses, Kor Yeshi'acho Ma'atzas Meraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu was being mispiled that Yeshua should have divine help, Siyata Deshmaya, to understand that he has to push back, and that Bracha was Mekoyim. Because Yeshua and Kalev did push back, and when the Meraglim gave their bad report, they said, no, we can do it. We can vanquish all the enemies that we will encounter in Eretz Yisrael. So, dear friends, a critical takeaway from this shir is this idea we just articulated, that although Anova is a transcendent Mida, and of all people, Moshe Rabbeinu was a maven on Anova because he was on of Mikol Adam, which is an astounding madrega to reach, still, there are times where an Anov has to bear down on himself and vanquish his feelings of being his mevatel, his das, to somebody else, and to be a takif and do the thing which is against his nature, his anovistic nature. And there's a beautiful story which I would like to share from Chacham Avadya Yosef and Pirkei Avos on the inyan of the Mokum She'ein Ish, Hishtadel Liyos Ish. That's Perek Beis, Mishnah Vuv. And he tells the following story, which obviously we're going to have to condense, that the Goyen Rabbi Yosef Shmuel was very famous for having made a very important contribution. He wrote the Mesoras HaShas, which provides cross-references through an entire Shas, and included 10 times more references than had been previously published in Amsterdam, the previous printing of the Shas. And he was also appointed to be the Rosh Beis Din in Frankfurt. And the following is a brief version of the story that led to his appointment. Before the passing of the previous Rosh Beis Din of Frankfurt, when he was on his deathbed, he called to the leaders of his community and he said to them, "Friends, my end is near and I want you to be able to pick an appropriate malamokim for me, a replacement. So let me give you 3 difficult questions regarding a section of the Gemara, and whoever can answer them should be my malamokin." He gave this information to a number of the Cheshuvim who were standing by his deathbed, and 3 of these were great Talmid Chachamim in their own right, and they formed a delegation, and they traveled from city to city in search of a Rav who could answer these 3 questions. When they arrived in Krokah, it happened they came to a bar mitzvah, and the bar mitzvah bochet said his pshatel. And they were astounded to hear that the bar mitzvah boy asked the same 3 questions that the Beis Din had asked and provided one answer that resolved all 3. And they understood that the bar mitzvah boy must have had a help with his drasha. So they asked, "Who is the melamed who taught the bar mitzvah boy the drasha?" And the people told them this was Rabbi Yosef Shmuel, a local melamed. So the delegation found him sitting and learning, and they asked for an appointment to speak with him. And that evening, Rabbi Yosef Shmuel met with them, and they told him, "We want to ask you to become our Reish Beis Din in Frankfurt." And he said, "I'm a simple Malamed. How do I have the chutzpah to be a Reish Beis Din in Frankfurt, a city full with Talmid Chachamim?" So they told him, "Listen, the previous Reish Beis Din gave us a specific way to figure out who is going to be his Malamakim, and he gave us these 3 questions, and you taught the bar mitzvah bocha the questions and the answer. So obviously you're the one that should be the malamakim." But then he said, "No, I'm not roi, I can't take the job. And then they left, very disappointed. As soon as they left, Rabbi Yosef Shmuel began to feel sick, and he got sicker and sicker, and the doctors had no idea what was ailing him. And Rabbi Yosef Shmuel understood that they were in Shemayim. He was being punished that he didn't take the job. So he lifted his eyes to Shemayim and he said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you know that I have refused to accept this position because I am not qualified for it. If despite this you insist, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that I should become the Rosh Beis Din, I will be mevatel my das. I will forego my opinion and yield to yours. Immediately after he made this tefillah, Rabbi Yosef Shmuel began to feel better, and within a few days he was completely healed. So he formed the community of Frankfurt that he would become the Rosh Beis Din. And he was accepted for the position, and he was given tremendous kovod and honored by the whole Kehillah and by Klal Yisrael. And he uses this story to tell us, B'mokom she'ein ish ishtadel li'os ish. Dear friends, this story has parallel stories which we could add to, but the time is short. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should be zoicha to have the midas hanava ourselves. We should be zoicha to understand when, if the opportunity comes forward, we have to put aside the anova and we have to be takif. Kodesh Baruch Hu will help that in the schar of the fact that we want to do the right thing, abo, letar, mesayin loy, as we always say, when we want to do good, Kodesh Baruch Hu should grant us wisdom when to do good, and we'll be zoicha. All of Klal Yisrael should find their way towards the upcoming Geula Shalema for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.